You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ata marie e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. Speaking of brand new music, we have a brand new band slash brand new music to talk about this morning. On the line we've got Mia Kelly, aka Japes. Kia ora Mia, how are you today?
Kia ora, excellent, thank you.
It's so nice to chat with you about this new project. You're obviously quite a seasoned performer and songwriter. People will probably have most recently seen you playing in Mirror Ritual. But this is a solo project from you. What does the Japes project mean in your head?
The Japes project is kind of just the little bits of music that I've just been writing, like, I guess, since I was like a teenager. I've always been the songwriter. I've always written songs and little bits of music and stuff. I guess it's just like the music that I make, and that is my little thing and my little soul project, I guess. Yeah.
It's a nice thing to have an outlet for that stuff, especially when you are, I imagine, you know, with a bunch of other songwriters, there is a very joyful element of compromise that comes into that process. But when you're just trying to work out these things that are in your head or these ideas that you kind of got running around, it must be quite a satisfying thing to know you can just kind of give it the space it needs, perhaps.
Yeah, and I love doing this project because it is sort of like my little world. I've been making electronic music for a while as well, and so got really into like beat making and sound design and producing and stuff. And so you're just creating all of these little layers, which you can just do in your bedroom. And it's been quite funny because I released a little Japes EP in 2020, maybe? No, 2019, before that.
Pre-pandemic,
it was a long time ago, and it was all just me. And I literally just like put it on Bandcamp and was like, oh yeah, whatever, it's fine. But since then I've been playing with Mirror Ritual and like some other bands and stuff. And so then going on to like collaborate with people and then coming back to doing Japes has been really cool because it's given a lot of like different perspective.
It must almost feel quite like a different project in many ways when you've had that time and a lot of different experience in between it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it sounds a lot different as well, which is really cool.
I really like, it's a very textural thing. You've created quite a deep world in this song, and I find it really intriguing and it's quite hypnotic almost, this track. It is called Doom. Good, strong title for this. And a very beautiful, slightly spooky music video, which we were saying earlier, kind of reminds me of like a wholesome Courage the Cowardly Dog vibe. Do you remember that cartoon from?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I kind of am getting in my head when I was watching the video for this. What was the world you were thinking about writing this track?
I kind of can't actually remember. I wrote this track in like 2021, ages ago. But I was listening to a lot of English post-rock, like Idols and like Squid especially at the time, and they have a lot of like really existential kind of themes about like, I don't know, and I also just kind of felt like the world was ending at that time, and so I think it was very much just an occupation of like all those feelings. But also just like the fall into the pile with the rest of us bit is sort of just like, I don't know, I just have a little philosophy of like, sometimes you just need to accept that nothing matters and you are like just absolutely nothing, and then everything seems a lot easier. I don't know, like in a weird way it's just kind of like, oh yeah, actually I'm like super worried about this thing, but really in the scheme of everything,
it's all good.
It's all good. Yeah, and yeah. So it's kind of inspired by that as well, I think.
That's a very sort of like...
It's a bit pessimistic, but...
No, I think there's actually something quite like freeing about that. It's not really like a nihilist sort of mindset. It's more of a release or something, being like, oh, okay, I can actually maybe give myself a chance to breathe around that thing I was stressing about. Yeah, for sure. You've been playing some really cool shows recently. What does the sort of setup look like when you are performing live as Japes?
So it's been different. I've been playing some shows with my band recently, which has been awesome. Perform with Lockie Noble, plays bass and sings, who is in Mirror Ritual. I'm in actually like three bands with Lockie at the moment. Is just one of my best friends as well. And then Anna Wild, who plays in Sophia McRae's band and in a lot of other projects. And she's an incredible drummer. And so she's got like an SPD as well. So it's just like I play guitar, Lockie plays bass, and then drums and SPD, which is a super fun setup. And it's been really nice having that because before then I've been performing. I've got a little sampler and I just like play backing tracks and play guitar and sing over, which is also nice to have a solo setup as well. I feel like it's quite helpful to have, to be able to do both, I think, as a solo artist is really helpful, because it obviously, like, it's really nice performing with a band and it's given me a lot more confidence since I've started doing that. But it means that you can still do like different kinds of gigs as well, where it would be more suited just to have, like, do a solo thing.
Yeah. And that's a nice feeling as well, to be able to expand on ideas in a new way when you take them out of the recorded context into that live space.
Yeah, definitely. And it was really cool working with Lockie and Anna, because they didn't work on any of the recorded music I've done. And so then just giving them the bits of me, like, oh yeah, just kind of play what you think, and then hearing their ideas on it have been really cool and have shifted it a lot live, I think. Yeah.
Oh, that's really exciting. I'm really looking forward to hearing more from this project this year. Signed to Sun Return, which is really cool and exciting to see. Nice little community to be a part of, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I'm so stoked to be working with Sun Return. I've always looked up to a lot of the artists that are on that label and just, to the work that they do. So I'm very stoked about that.
Well, it's really awesome to have this this first proper single from this new project out to play, and we're going to play it now. Mia, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Where can people find Jape's music if they want to?
Can find it on Spotify and Bandcamp and YouTube as well. If you get the chance, you should check out the video as well. It's made by Otis Rayner, who's one of my best friends, but a real cool animator, which is, that's on YouTube, and just your socials, Instagram and things.
All the usuals. Excellent. I definitely second that. It's a really great music video to go check out this weekend. Hey, thank you, Mia. Have a lovely weekend yourself, and we will see you up in Tamaki sometime soon.
Thank you so much.
Fall into the pile with the rest of us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.